it wasn't a very easy decision to make at all. You are postponing your premier competition, but I suppose look, the health and of both our communities and the GAA members and the wider communities who, you know, were good to us during COVID, we had to take all that into account. And initially on Monday when we set the fixtures, we are required under rule to give 120 hours minimum notice to clubs for championship games. So on Monday, I suppose when we made the decision to fix the county final, we had heard, like many unconfirmed reports and rumours, that there was a case or maybe, but like that, during, for everybody, that must remain private to the person or the individuals involved in it. And until we had confirmation that there was more to it than just rumour, and we made the decision to fix our finals. And once we got further information that came through to us kind of in a drip feed, and we set about trying to get confirmation of what we were hearing, on the Tuesday, yesterday afternoon, we made a decision that we would postpone the county final. As I said, on the Monday, everything we had done was in good faith. We believed everything was in order, and it was just another rumour. And there have been many of them throughout the championship. But unfortunately, it proved to be that it wasn't a rumour, and the decision was made yesterday. For a number of reasons, to postpone: one, the health of our communities; two, we felt that if we put forward the county final and allowed it to go ahead, the identity of the person who is rumoured to be positive or who is positive, that their identity would become widely known by default by Donegal CCC proceeding with the game. But not only him, but also anybody who was asked to self-isolate and anybody who was in close contact would suddenly become identifiable, and that was something we weren't prepared to do. We weren't prepared to come out and start, by default, identifying people who have been asked to comply with HSE regulations and self-isolate.
This day fortnight, Wednesday the 7th of October, has been set as the alternative date for the final. You're confident it will go ahead on that day?
Well, look, the 7th, the reason for the 7th, if you count forward from the from a person receiving a test and diagnosed, the 10-day period would be up at that stage, and that's something that we did look at, that it allows us a bit of flexibility, that if we need to move out to a further date, we can do so. You know, the first game of the inter-county scene is not due, I think, until around the 17th, but if we need to go to the 11th or the 14th, we will put on a county final for the clubs if there is no cases of COVID-19. And that is too important a competition. And too important to all of those who, like Donegal CCC, we are just genuinely gutted and upset that our premier fixture is lost this weekend. We really are, and we fully understand that for health reasons we must do this, and Donegal isn't in a great place, and we're also conscious of that. But it would be remiss of me not to thank just the clubs, the officers in the clubs, the players, all our members, the wider community, who helped us to get this far by complying with, you know, HSE and government and GAA guidelines and regulations. And it really is with much regret that through no fault of the clubs that we stumbled at the last hurdle. And, you know, it's a heavy price that all of those who worked so hard throughout the championship have to pay. But at the end of the day, the priority must be, and the important thing must be, the health of our players and our communities, a full recovery to the person involved in it, and, you know, hopefully we will see all negative cases for anybody who was in close contact. And our thoughts are with the families as well of those who are also involved in this. You know, again, through no fault of their own, nobody intentionally goes out to pick up the virus, no fault of anybody's at all, and that has to be stressed, that this is not a player's fault. or anything that a county final is postponed. Nobody went out to pick up this virus, and it's just where we are as a society that we have this amongst us, and we have to take every precaution and to try and minimise the risk. So the county final has fallen because of that. Now, there are other games on, and people may wonder why. And again, we are monitoring everything very closely. And the risk for the county final was higher than at other grades because there was obviously a positive case and some isolation in those camps. So that's why it was pulled.
The previous weekend, Ed, one of the junior semi-finals was postponed. We heard the news last week that one of the senior panellists in Donegal had tested positive, and we understand that the county senior setup are following protocols under the guidelines of the GAA. It then followed that a Kilcar senior player who was involved in the side, which should have been training and going, but doing the preparation towards a county final this week, had tested positive. There's a lot happening in such a short period of time, Ed, and yes, you do have a lot of firefighting, I suppose, to do with precautionary measures and rumours and speculation and different things. But from a CCC point of view and from a Donegal County Board point of view, how worrying is it looking into the next number of weeks?
There's no point in saying different. All of our competitions, we have pulled the intermediate B and the senior B, commonly known in the past as our reserve competitions, because we made a decision that when Dublin was locked down, we had some clubs with 3, 4, and up to 9 players travelling in and out of Dublin every weekend, not just to play GAA, but to come home to family as well. And the CCC last Friday met at 1 o'clock, and I'm not quite sure people understand that these are all volunteers, and these are people giving up their own time, and many of them, you know, came out on their lunch break to make a decision that we felt was the right one, that if Dublin went into lockdown, we were not going to be asking players or clubs to be asking players to come back to Donegal and, you know, breaking guidelines or recommendations about necessary travel. So all our competitions quite literally are on a day-to-day basis at this stage, as you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning in the hope that the phone isn't going to ring again with more news that there's maybe a positive case or a couple of positive cases. And again, I can't stress enough how much our clubs have worked, people in the clubs have worked to try, one, keep the flattening the curve, but two, when a case arose, how they managed to keep it so tight within the group, how they managed to continue in other areas, and the team that was affected just stood down and we continued on with other areas, and there was no cross-contamination, no nothing. People may not realise the amount of work that has been put in by clubs. It has been a huge effort. It's been a monumental task for them to keep complying with regulations, to keep people able to get out. Not so much, I suppose, during restrictions that you couldn't get to the games. But we had another club who were also involved in the latter stages of the championship, who had a player who tested positive prior to the semi-final. They'd done absolutely everything to the letter of the law. The player had not been in contact with any of his teammates for over 10 days prior to the game, so there was no need for the team to shut down. We followed the guidelines. We took the advice from the HSE. That club have to be commended. They continued on. They played in the championship without them. You know, no big stories were made of it because it may not have been a senior club. And the identity of that person wasn't put out there in the rumour mill. At senior level, it's a little bit more difficult. You know, people probably are trying to identify the person. And what we're asking, I suppose, now as an organisation is to leave the person alone and leave those alone who are isolating. You know, it's not their fault. It is not their fault. So That's the only play we have. But yes, our competitions are reviewed on a daily basis, and a number of times daily they are reviewed.
Okay, and as things stand, Ed, looking ahead to this weekend, apart from the senior games, the other three matches, the senior relegation playoff, the intermediate final, and the other junior semi-final are going ahead at the moment, as things stand, that they're set to go ahead as planned.
Yeah, look, at this time and as we speak, and without putting any sort of a jinx on it, in all of those clubs, we will be happy that they have complied with all of the guidelines and regulations, and once that's happening, we're happy enough to go ahead with the fixtures, because we don't see any reason. And again, the advice we're getting is both from national level, from provincial level, from HSE, there is no reason that they cannot go ahead. Now, decisions from outside of the GA may decide otherwise in the coming days. We may have to go behind closed doors, so we're told, but we will do whatever we need to do to comply with the regulations. That, you know, as a CCC, we are seen as the discipline committee also in the county. So too bad if we can't comply with the regulations sent down. Well, then we shouldn't be in the positions we're in if we're not prepared to comply with all the regulations, both GAA, HSE and government. If we're not prepared to comply with them, we've no business taking up those positions at all.
Yeah. Just a note on behind closed doors that you alluded to there. And if it moves to level three, or indeed if it goes to level four, we don't know what's going to happen in the coming days and the coming weeks. There was, of course, a scramble for 200 golden tickets to get in to see these county finals, given that the ground that they were to be played in. Yeah. And in some sort of strange way, if it does go behind closed doors, I know from speaking to people involved, particularly looking ahead to the senior final, it sort of eases a problem for you in a way, doesn't it?
Well, look, to be honest with you, Oisin, it's no problem to the CCC or indeed any members of county management or executive. It's not. And I don't say this in a way to demean anybody. It's no problem for us. But you see the two club secretaries involved and the executive of those clubs, it's a massive problem. How do you identify people within your clubs? And that is a headache. And we ask everyone, you know, who are members of clubs, and anybody who helps out in their club in any way, you know, every single one of them are appreciated. But clubs don't have the ticket numbers, and we don't have the tickets to give. We are bound by the regulations, and we're going to abide by them. It may make it an unpopular thing to do, but we are going to abide by them. We're not going to be accused of breaking them and see an increase of maybe COVID incidents or testing in the county because of something we've done wrong. That's not going to happen, particularly on this CCC's watch now, let me tell you. And the way I would be saying it very clearly to club secretaries and club executives, you have my sympathy, because this is not an easy task. This is like trying to get the golden All-Ireland ticket when your county is in it. And, you know, I had to ask people to please, please, you know, be patient and just look at the amount of effort that has been put in all year by your teams and by those working alongside them, their club officers, the main officers of the clubs and their executive officers. Every one of them has put in a huge effort throughout this year, separate to the games and what's been done. They have been there all along working with us on COVID-related issues. Nobody will ever know the amount of hours that has been put in to trying to work around this virus within our association, how we have worked with clubs day and night, and long hours have been put in by people to ensure that all the guidelines are followed and everything is worked with. And they are to be congratulated on it. But the golden ticket, going back to it, I would ask club members, you know, I know some of them may say the streaming quality and different things. As you know yourself, technology sometimes lets us down. But To be fair to the PRO, he has moved to a different broadcasting platform. It went very well at the last game, and I would have no doubt whatsoever that the amount of effort that our PRO John has put into seeing that the streaming takes place, I have no doubt that the county final, when it does take place and when it is streamed, will be will be up there with some of the best county finals that have been put out on other broadcasters. We are going to a great length to ensure, as is John, going to a great length to ensure that everything with the technology end of it and how we have the presentation of our county final on the night now will be perfect. And I hope I'm not putting a jinx on him also, but no, there's a huge amount of work into it, and we anticipate that the game will stream without any problems on the night.